Football Friday continues here on Kate Radio. We do have one area team left in the postseason, and that's United South Central, the Rebels, with a victory on Tuesday night over Alden Conger Glenville Emmons, 28-14 victory for USC. A game, of course, that you heard right here on Kate Radio. TJ Schmidtke, the head coach of USC, joins us. And TJ, a good afternoon, and first of all, congratulations on the win on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Now, before we break down the game, I know there was, I guess you could call it a little revenge factor, because your team lost a tough one to Alden Conger Glenville Emmons earlier in the season by 2 points. Your team kind of made a statement there, especially in the second quarter, going up 14-0. Was that talked about at all in practice leading up to the game, trying to get a little revenge after losing earlier this season?
Yeah, it was. It was our homecoming, so the kids really, really wanted to get a victory on Tuesday night. We've been kind of the road was gonna we were gonna match up in the playoffs from about week 5, it looked like. So we were waiting to play and get another chance at Alden. Yeah.
Now, with TJ, I didn't have the stat in front of me. Do you know offhand time of possession? Because you guys seem to have the football at least 80% of the game with your running attack, and it looked like your team was taking as much time off the play clock as possible. I'm assuming a time of possession was pretty dominant by your team.
Yeah, I think it was around 33 or 34 minutes to about 14. So, yes, we definitely held on to the ball for the majority of the game.
Well, let's talk about a couple of guys who had a big running games, Taylor Conley and John Martinez. Conley, 149 yards rushing. Martinez, 116 yards. Talk about a nice 1-2 punch you have there in the backfield.
Yeah, it all starts up front, and we did a really good job gelling this week against Alden's blitz. And that's where it started, and those guys trusting the poles and the holes to open up. This is only the fourth week we've ran this type of offense, so we just seem to be getting better every week with it. Yes, Tabor Conley led us in rushing and ended up with 3 of our touchdowns, which was huge for senior and winning a playoff game. And John Martinez averaged over 12 yards a carry for us. So, yes, they both had excellent nights.
So when you say you switched up the offense, did you just mention it's only been 3 weeks? And if that's the fact, what kind of offense were you running before?
We were trying to spread things out a little bit, throwing the ball a little too much. And we just had an injury at quarterback. And so to try to get a win against a conference opponent, we went to this double wing, double tight offense, and we have the backs to do it, and we have young linemen that are really, really getting better every week with it.
And TJ, you made a great point, because I thought your team obviously won the battle up front on both sides of the ball. Let's give some shout outs to the guys up front, because a lot of times, well, we don't mention those linemen in the media, but your team, your guys up front definitely need some recognition after that win on Tuesday.
Yes, they do. Jake Casson is only a freshman, but every week he's the focal point for other teams' defense and offense. I mean, he's an excellent, excellent athlete for how big he is, and he really, really dictates other teams' calls on both sides of the ball. Offensive line, have our other guard was Caleb Whiteside, and he's just gotten better every week from the summer practices till now. It's like it's a different kid. He's pulling and moving people, and our two tackles are very athletic. They're not the biggest kids, but Caleb Wormka and Nathan Mutchler are just, they're very good athletes, and now they're learning how to block in this type of offense, and it's really showing up on the field. We've had two centers that are both freshmen playing the majority of the time, and they're doing a very good job snapping, and it all starts with them.
TJ Schmidtke again, head coach of USC football, joining us as They get ready for a Leicester Prairie coming up tomorrow night. Again, 28-14 victory against Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. And TJ, let's talk about the guys on defense, because one way to slow down Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, is to slow down that running game. And they had a really tough time running against your team. Talk about some of the guys you thought were very key on the defensive side of the ball on Tuesday.
Well, always Blake Bullerman, because he's our middle linebacker, and our DNs did a great job, Mutchler and Warmka, not letting things get outside for the majority of the plays. And then once you limit their space with a couple of their speedsters, it really, really slowed them down. Jake Casson and Mason Logren just controlled the inside of the line and let our DNs kind of funnel everything back to our linebackers, and it really, really did work out well.
28-14 victory against Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Again, it was 28-0 at one point. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons would score a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So USC now 4-5 on the season, and you just saw Leicester Prairie, the last regular season game of the year on the Wednesday night of MEA. Leicester Prairie, number one team in the state, number one team in the section. You lost to them 42-0. I'm sure as a head coach, you know it's going to be a tough task at their place against a team that has aspirations of winning a state title. Give us your thoughts on Leicester Prairie.
Yeah, they're very, very upperclassmen dominated. These kids have been playing for 2-3 years together. And they're very physical, and that's how we just need to respond to try to match their physicality. Last Wednesday, we couldn't do anything right. We had 5 turnovers in the first 6 possessions, and they ended up scoring on all of them, and we just got in a hole, and we just would just really, after that, just tried to stay healthy. So hopefully it'll be a different start to the game, and I'm predicting it'll be a lot closer.
And I'm assuming, you know, controlling the clock like you did against Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and you just mentioned the turnovers. If you do those things better, you know, you probably want it to be a low-scoring game if you're going to have a chance to beat the Bulldogs,
yep.
I'm assuming.
Yes, 100%. We're going to have to control the ball on offense and not give up big plays on defense. I mean, they don't do anything real fancy on either side of the ball. They just rely on their experience and their physicality. We just have to tackle better this time around and obviously not turn the ball over at all, because that leads to points for them again every week they've played. And just be able to move the ball. I mean, we don't have to get touchdowns, but we do have to move the ball a little bit and give our defense breaks here and there. And then hopefully we can get some big plays and hopefully score a few times early just to get our young team some confidence.
TJ Schmidtke, head coach again of USC. They get a Leicester Prairie 9-0 on the season coming up tomorrow night. 7:00 kickoff in Leicester Prairie against the top-ranked team and top team in the section. Again, USC 4-5 after the quarterfinal win against Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, 28-14. TJ Schmidtke again, head coach of the Rebels. TJ, thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you up again coming up next week. And again, good luck to your boys against the Bulldogs.
All right, thanks for having us.